Hello, everyone. I'm Darian Gold, and welcome to All Things Pilates Season 5. There is a collective fascination with Joe Pilates, his method, and inventions. The exercise paradigm continues to evolve, as does our understanding of Joe's genius. So join us, because we know there is always more to explore. Today's episode is a touching one. It involves the church, the prison system, and a woman who took her own suffering and discovered how the power of Pilates could save her and others. My guest is Paula M., a new Pilates teacher who offers classes for church members and at a woman's local detention center. Paula refers to these classes as her Pilates ministry, and her goal is to bring out the beauty in the broken. Hello, Paula. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Darian. Thank you for having me.
You're such a gentle spirit. You know that?
Thank you.
All right. I have to ask you right off, what was happening in your life that even brought you to discover the Pilates method?
Yeah, I found Pilates when leaving a abusive relationship. It was the end of it. We were part of the same community where I had my hobby. I had to find a new hobby. I didn't want to share this space with him for just a little while. And in looking for something new to fill in that hole so I could continue, move on with my life and find joy again. My depression was very heavy at the time, and I had gone down that route before, and I knew what it looked like. So I went around looking for different activities near me, and I saw the studio. It was perfect. I didn't necessarily need to interact with people. I could just come into that space.
Did you know what it was?
I knew what it was. I had done it before. I had done it in Brazil. It just had not hooked me. It had not spoken to me until that moment. I saw a mental health benefit to it right there. I was working out. I knew I needed the exercise. I needed to be moving. But at the same time, it was this mind-body connection that I had not realized that was there. It was quiet. I was connected to the instructor's voice. And I always left feeling like I forgot everything that was happening in my life. And it made me feel just new. I was new after every class. And I fell in love with it right there and then.
You know, that happens pretty much to everyone.
Yeah, I hear that story a lot. Love at first sight.
Love at first sight. May I ask you about your depression? Your depression occurred as a result of this divorce?
It triggered. I don't necessarily put the full blame into this situation. When you just struggle with chronic depression, which is my kind, if I, you know, may even say, label me in a way, you would be that way. I have experienced that before in my growing up in Brazil. I have attempted suicide, so it's something that is very heavy. I know the signs. I know what happened to my body. I know what I have to do. I have my toolkit. You know, I know what I have to eat. I know what kind of music I have to be listening to. I know I have to go for walks in nature. I just have the things that I have to do for myself in order to just continue and not let it affect any other areas of my life. So took me down as heavy as it had in my 20s. But absolutely, I knew what I was dealing with, and I was very quick to find one of my go-to tools.
So Pilates moved into your toolbox?
Absolutely, completely replaced the other industry that I was in.
Oh.
Is it a secret, or you want to share what that other industry
Oh,
was?
dancing, just dancing. Oh, I was into Brazilian Zouk, which is a just not everybody is familiar with, so I don't necessarily bring it up, but it's a beautiful dance. It's also like it's a conversation with someone else without having to speak. It's a follow lead. You have to accept the role and stay in that role and either lead or allow to be led. When you come from abuse, it's very hard to trust. It's very hard to allow someone else to come close to you. When you come from sexual abuse, it's even worse. Just being in a male presence is very triggering. So this specific dance allowed me to start letting man come close to me and trust him slowly because I was in public. It was a safe space. And I kept learning how to keep my distance, allow them in or not allow them in, and say my no's and just, manage the triggers and the way it affects you. It's not linear. So it's you just have to accept that those things are going to happen. And
You were starting to find your voice because now you could say no.
Yeah, and I do that
Good. No is
Yeah.
powerful.
It really is. It's a yes to me. Starting from this relationship, it was a
Yes.
big yes to myself.
That's very profound, Paula. Saying no to someone is a yes to you.
Yeah.
I think you need to write a book on that.
Maybe many on this because I've read them all. They are all on my toolkits for sure.
Why and when did you begin teaching Pilates?
Yeah, so that one is another unfortunate story. My little brother had a motorcycle accident about a year and a half ago and ended up losing his left leg in this accident. And he had already spent over a decade of his life in and out of jail. So not unexpected, but in this case, it was really an accident. Someone turned the wrong and threw him off his motorcycle. Because of that, when I started doing Pilates myself, I just started learning how beneficial that would be for his rehabilitation if he came out of, the situation and was open for it. So teaching, he
He was
was in
in
a
a
coma.
coma for how long?
He was in a coma for over a month.
Wow.
We didn't know if he was going to lose both legs and both arms, if there was any neurological result to the accident. So it was a lot of waiting and preparing for the worst and the best at the same time. But doing Pilates, I started seeing, okay, if he lives, if he's back, wow, this can actually rehabilitate whatever is left. It's also the mental health benefits I had experienced. I definitely wanted him to have that as well. The opportunity came, put together with the church I was working at the time, and I wanted to connect with the seniors who also needed plenty of rehabilitation. So they're in their 80s and some even 90s. I am 40. It was hard to find room to fit in there in that community and for them to let me in. Pilates just seemed like, okay, there is a lot of good that I can do with this if I know how to do this right, if I know how to share this the way it's meant to be shared. That's how the teacher's training came in.
You were already making connections in your mind as you were having your classes as to how effective it might be in rehabilitation for your younger brother. And then also at the church, even though the church members were twice your age, you were already thinking about how you could share this work in an appropriate manner for this age bracket.
Yeah, it is just a part of how I live my life in general. There's always this, and it comes from abuse. It comes from obviously lacking this caring for myself growing up. So everything that I learn how to do, I just have this hunger to how can I use this? Who can I give this to? Because I wish somebody had given this to me. So it doesn't come from a selfless point. I just want to make that clear because as I share my story, when people ask, I get a lot of, oh, you must feel like a good person. You're a good person. It's not coming from being a good person. A lot happened
That's
for me to
interesting.
be. Yeah. And then you're stuck in that, twilight zone of should I not? Should I just not say anything at all? But then you don't say anything at all. Then the people that now are joining me in helping me with these girls or even helping because they wanted to, they wouldn't even know that that was there for them to do something about. So I'm trying to just, I'll do it anyways, but it's not, it comes from doing what I wish had been done for me, what I wish I had had when I was in those situations.
I feel the same way, not your particular situation and experiences, but I feel like I teach the way I would have liked to have been taught. And it's
Exactly.
certainly, yes.
I think we do that with everything. Like certainly with my daughter, I did, I was the mom. You fix the things that you thought that, okay, I should, this is how I think it should have been done. And I see her now, she's 22, is starting to have her own little ways. And when she talks about having kids that she wants to
Paula,
be able
you look 22.
Thank you. Yeah, it's just funny how we always give what we wanted to have been
Yes.
given. Yeah,
Yes.
for sure.
How did you come to call your Pilates teaching eventually after going through a teacher training experience program? How did you come to call it the Pilates or a Pilates ministry?
Then label was given by my boss, which was the former pastor, is the former pastor of the church I was working at the time. I didn't even realize that doing that in church and to the seniors and being able to pray before and after would fall into the category of being a ministry. But I absolutely loved the label. I
Idol,
loved that was there. It fit right into what I had in mind anyways. We started because I started before I was certified. I told them I'm in training. I'm a teacher in training. I would like to introduce Pilates lightly as I learn, as I, go through the classes. I also needed the hours and I needed the practice if I wanted to be good at it. So I opened the classes free for whoever wanted to sign up for, and we started doing that about 5 months before I graduated from the program. We were having classes every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Fridays for
How
men,
was the
women.
response then?
It was actually a incredible blessing. I did not expect it to go as well as it did. I did not expect to have the seniors that showed up to class. I did not expect to have the support that I had from a community that was resisting me. This is a very old traditional church, First Baptist, very difficult to come in as a single mom. I have tattoos.
Oh
I
no.
am getting divorced and
Oh, you didn't fit the parameters of what it.
I did not fit anything as far as paper goes, but it's God's house and I fit in there.
You
So
said it.
that for sure didn't necessarily push me away, but I also wanted to honor the tradition. I know it's from a different age, and I'm pretty sure I already feel the same way when I see the very young generation. We tend to see and feel like our time was better, and in some ways it really was. So I wasn't trying to compete with the generation. I just wanted to be able to work, and serve them and be part of that community like
And they
anyone
kept
else.
coming back.
They kept coming back until the last day that I was there. They were there. Unfortunately, I left. It was time for me to step away because of a, I don't know if this is, even
It's
okay to
okay.
bring
It's
it up.
okay. It's okay.
There was an incident with one of the pastors that I guess experience taught me to not let things go, and I was able to turn my phone on and have a record of what was happening, or else
Was
I
this
would just
between
be
you and
another.
this pastor?
No, not the one I was working for, just another pastor, part of the congregation that was taken, removed from the church.
So we could
But
just
I felt
say it was inappropriate, whatever it was.
oh, it was criminal. Yeah. So I stayed for as long as I felt like I needed to stay because I needed to see the few changes that I had been promised, and I did. I stayed for months into this, scrutinized, and obviously, as any woman in a very traditional and male-dominated space, but not a victim. I stayed, I did what I had to do, I knew what I was signing up for, and when the change that I was promised had been implemented, it was time for me to go. I obviously didn't share the same thinking. It wasn't the place for me.
But your students must have been unhappy.
They wanted to continue. I actually sent another teacher in the area because this place was also, very far away from my house. I was driving for 2 hours every day just to go to
Oh,
work and
wow.
back. And I referred another teacher in training that wanted to continue and needed the teaching hours and would do the teacher's training. Unfortunately, they just didn't want to continue with anyone else. I'm not sure.
Well,
Maybe later.
you were their first and only.
Yeah, in that space, yes, it lived its season for sure.
Got it.
It did what it had to do. When I look back, I almost feel like this was a little gift from God, because had them not met me, I wouldn't have had the support that I had from the seniors when it did happen. I would just be the young 40-year-old to them, young girl that came to work for the senior pastors and caused trouble, which wasn't what happened. So them knowing me and had had all those months of working with me, they were able to see that absolutely
Who you were and who you are.
So it was a gift. When I was hired, I was told by the administrators that hired me that all of them had a dream and that God was telling them I was the one for that position. I was replacing someone who passed away and was in the position for 17 years. And that's the reason I took the job. You can't hear that and say, no, I left my career of 8 years to take this job. So I felt a responsibility to stay. All right, if I'm the one for the job, maybe I'm the one to report this and end this nonsense. I'm going to stay until the end, until I see the end of this. And it was beautiful. I did have support from male pastors, young pastors that were incredibly brave to even put their job in line and say, nothing is done. I'm not staying. Something will have to be done. Something will have to change. And they are changing the space. So I'm very hopeful for that space.
Without going into detail, there was sexual abuse.
Yeah, there was, well, in Florida, from what I learned, is that touching you is not considered sexual abuse. It's sexual harassment, but just touching your private parts are not considered a sexual abuse yet. You have to wait until they go a little further.
Oh, my Lord.
And then it is. There's so many branches through this. I am actually not even angry to the person that did it. This is something that's been happening for decades. I feel like in talking to people about it, that's not the only place. That's not even the only type of industry. It's everywhere where there is no accountability. You let someone do whatever they want for so long without anyone looking or watching. People will be people. Eventually, something is gonna go wrong. And it just doesn't have any accountability in especially in church.
Especially in male-dominated industries.
Yeah.
Well, segueing into, it's an interesting segue, actually, and maybe you'll be able to speak more about this issue that we're talking about now. Your next story to share with us, as I mentioned in the opening, your goal in your Pilates ministry is to bring out the beauty in the broken. Did I say that right?
Yeah, it did. It was actually a Christian book that I read. I think that's actually the name of the book, The Beauty in the Broken. And I had heard that before, and it always spoke to me because you feel very broken when someone takes away, I was
Your
only, I think,
trust.
seven. Yeah, 7 or 8 when it first happened. And you feel very broken. You almost feel like not complete anymore. Something was taken away from you. You're very scared to trust again. I mean, it did affect my whole life. So it was hard to, when I heard that the first time, or even when I read the book, I just started this work of on myself of finding. You know those little cups that sometimes shows that it's all in pieces, and then you glue them together, and now there's this beautiful cup that they put gold around. And now I've seen like many different representations of how
Iterations.
you can make something broken turn into beautiful. But back then, when I saw the first time, it wasn't this popular yet, but it did something to me. I decided that I wasn't the only one, probably, that felt that way, and that I wanted to live a very vulnerable and authentic life, the most that I could, because I wanted to only connect with people that understood that feeling and were willing to meet me there. I did not want to pretend that I was okay anymore, because that's what was taking me down that dark hole
Well, it wouldn't
that
let you
depression.
heal.
And that, yeah, and that. So I started doing some severe house cleaning in my relationships and friends and work. And of course, it took decades. I'm still doing it. And I feel like I'll die doing it. You can never finish. It never ends. The cracks keep reopening here and there. It's not linear, like I always say. But it was, that was, that's where it came from. I just connect better with people that are already so down to their worst part, to the worst time of their life, to their worst season, because that's when they are so real. There's no more
I
pretending.
hear
You
you.
hit rock bottom.
Yes.
That can we just now really relate
Yes,
authentically,
yes.
So I feel like that's why the prison was, it came to me through the church, which was another blessing from being there. A colleague from Celebrate Recovery already works in there in their life skills project, their life skill, I don't know how they call ministry that they have, which is a Christian ministry. And I asked, I'm always asking, do you know if they would like Pilates everywhere I
So
go? And he
this is a woman's detention center in Broward County, Florida.
yes. This is a low security. It's not high security in the sense that they aren't very aggressive criminals.
And it's connected to the church.
No,
Something different.
it's connected to other prisons there with higher security. I am just at a wing of the detention center that they aren't
How did you
high.
get there?
So this colleague there at the church is already working in a ministry that attends the detention center. And I'm always asking people, hey, do you think this place would like Pilates? Every time I meet somebody, I'm always asking. I just got into a fire station. I'm teaching at a fire station near my house. I
Fabulous.
literally stopped him inside the supermarket and said, are you around here? Would you like Pilates? And then
Awesome.
that's how it started. So when she told me about what she does in there, it just prompted the question, oh my gosh, I would love to give them Pilates. Would they like it? And it was a 6, 7 months process until I was fully cleared, until I could start there.
Talk about creating trust.
It was a very long time. I had Zoom calls. I had, I guess, my entire life picked apart. That was
Oh,
all.
great.
I actually was more scrutinized than when I worked at a preschool.
Interesting.
It was harder to volunteering there than to work at a preschool.
And was the response similar to that of the church members?
In a way, because some of them were resist. You have everything there. Coming into it, first day was very emotional for me. I had been in and out of prison when visiting my brother, so I knew what to expect as far as the environment. Actually, I expected worse because I went into male prison when visiting my brother, and this was a female prison. The space is clean, they are all well dressed and cared for. The environment is nice, actually, when it comes to staff. They're very friendly, and 20 plus years working in the same space, so you can tell that there is this beautiful intimacy from them working together so long. Can you imagine what they've gone through and seen together? The girls, you have everything. You have from the ones that maybe shouldn't be there, and the ones that you know that are probably going to be there for a while. I'm very sensitive to those looks and energies. It's because I look for that vulnerability, so it's very easy for me to see who is in or who is out, who will resist, who won't. My first classes were court, most of them were court ordered. So imagine it's Pilates and they don't want to be there. So it wasn't the nobody was necessarily laying on the mat very comfortably waiting for me to tell them what to do. They're talking to each other. We are in their court area, so it's just a square walls with concrete floor, windows, but no AC, no microphone, no
Oh.
music, no nothing. I don't have a phone. I don't have anything. I only have notes on a piece of paper with the name of the movements. And that's it. Obviously, I'm not looking at the paper the whole time. So in the first few times I went through the whole order
Were you
of
nervous?
classical Pilates, I was more nervous of not remembering what I was supposed to teach, what I had studied to bring to them, because it's all mats. I have no props. I not even have mats. They're laying on a concrete floor. There's very little I can do with that kind of setting. They're on top of each other almost because they agglomerate close to the ones that they like. So this was the first one. The first one was like that. It was fun. We prayed before we started. I obviously got super emotional the few times, which I was told not to because it would show vulnerability. But again, I don't give a crap. I'm going to be vulnerable and I'm going to show who I am. And if it fits and if it works, then great. If it doesn't, that's okay. You know, I'll be guided to the right spaces. The one that loved it, that won it, they came back, they asked the questions. I started putting the spaces kind of assigned. I learned that nope. Not gonna let them sit themselves. This is not gonna work. Then I sit them. Then the other time, I knew who was kind of the most resistant ones that maybe didn't want to do it or were a little bit more aggressive. So I gave them a little more attention. So if they are in, they kind of influenced the rest and things started molding that way. I was definitely not afraid for my safety, if that is even a question. I didn't feel like anything, but it's possible. I'm in prison, obviously. They're there for a reason, but my body did not feel triggered by any of them there. I didn't feel I wasn't safe. Staff was around all the time. And I even have now some of them that I shared a copy of the material, and they've been learning on their own, and they have been continuing during the week, and
It's
that was the
wonderful.
whole goal.
They're feeling their bodies probably in a completely new way.
They're enjoying. I joke. I say, if you do this right, I'm out of here faster. If you don't do it, you know, pay attention to what I'm saying, you're going to stay here longer. So then they pay attention.
What's the average age?
I think my age, actually. They're in their 30s, 40s, 50s. I don't, maybe one or two are in their 20s, maybe one or two are in their 60s, but it is 30 to 50.
Did you
Yeah.
see how they're through their body language that they began to trust you just based on how they were observing you and listening to what you were saying and your directions?
They always joke, if I do this, if I do Pilates, am I gonna look like her? And they do, which put a lot of pressure on me because I always feel like I have to work so much harder. Now I'm always on a diet and I wanna lose,
Oh,
like, because now I feel like,
you're a
is
role
this
model.
it, are they gonna look at me and think, just if I the way I look is a representation of how much I can offer them, which is not related. It definitely isn't. However, if that's the way that it's being perceived, then I definitely want to do my best to represent what I want to teach in a way that will speak to them. If that's how it will speak to them, then I have to pay attention to that. That's my public. And then once we are friends, I can bring in the, don't worry about that. You don't have to. I don't have, my body doesn't have to be, do what your body can do for us to do Pilates together. It's, you know, I can, I have to know my, you know, accept my limitations. I can't just give you what my body can do because then I'm limiting you to what
Right.
I can do.
Right.
Yeah. They're getting it. I have the ones that are interested in teaching are very sweet, and we've had a lot of mats donated that are people from the studios that I work
Oh,
at. They're
wonderful. Now they have mats to
campaigning.
do the mat work.
Yeah, some of them. Now, I don't have all of the mats yet because I just started advertising that we need mats, but I have been getting mats, so we're going to be there soon.
How many young women are you working with at a time?
I think last class was about 30 of them.
That's a
It
lot of
changed because
ladies.
they leave, other ones come. It's always changing. I don't have the same group every class.
How many mats do you have now?
10.
Oh, so you need 20 more mats. I'm sure
For
someone
this year.
listening will donate.
Oh, for sure. People are very generous, which comes back to how do I ask for the mats that they need without saying that I'm there and I need the mats for them. There is no way. I have to say it. I have to advertise that so people know that there is something that they can be part of if they wish. There are plenty of prisons out there. Everybody
Yes.
can, if they want, just reach out and say, what can I do? Can I teach
Yes.
here? Once a week, once a month, I'm pretty sure. Nobody will say no to
No.
health.
Right. And to
Yeah.
keep prisoners' bodies and minds occupied and engaged.
And engaged and healthy. And my goal is to sponsor one of those girls. They don't know that show interest and develop the skill and want to continue in getting teacher certified in Pilates when she leaves. So maybe she can continue this ministry and do that, and then sponsor another girl, and then, you know, they go sponsoring themselves and finding their jams in there.
Yes, it's beautiful.
Yeah, I absolutely got a lot of help from the club that I was working, that I was training there. The club manager was incredibly, she's Christian too, I learned it later, but she was the one that kept saying, you should do this, you know. What do you need? Do you need us to parse, like, make it in? How many payments do you need for you to do this? Here is this discount, or you can keep your membership until halfway through your payments so you get to practice and not have to just pay one thing or another. She kept working with me, and I wouldn't have done if she had not facilitated it. It's a big investment, and it was a bigger investment for me then. So we all need that one person that gives us that little push.
Look how you're paying it forward, though.
Absolutely. I work there now. That's one of the
Yes.
studios I teach.
Yes. And back to the prison ladies, what are they
Yeah,
called? Gals,
the
the inmates. The fact that some of them interested enough that they want to know the order or at least the name of the exercises because they want to practice on their own, that is huge. That's because of you.
Yeah, and because of her, she was the one that opened the door for me, and we are together working on sponsoring a new girl whenever we find our gem there and see that's the right person for this.
There's probably going to be more than one gem.
Yeah, I already made three copies of the material, so there's three there very interested in learning.
That's wonderful. In our pre-interview, you mentioned that Joe's spirit has helped guide you. Can you say more about that?
I feel very not stuck, but very called to stay with the traditional every time. I didn't even know there was so many types
Approaches.
of Pilates. As I am learning as I go, even with the classical, I learned that even within the classical, there were certain
Oh,
variations.
yes. It
I
depends on who
guess
you're talking to and who
who
you're
I'm
working
talking
with.
to. Absolutely. I even had an annoying moment because I'm like, if you tell me that your method is the only one and the best one, I'm out of here. But
Oh,
I hear that
no.
at every door that I walk in.
I
That can
know.
be. How do you know which one is if you all say the same
It's
thing? So
amusing. I'm
that's
sure Joe is
the problem.
amused by all this.
Yeah, I don't know enough to have this conversation, but that has been my experience. The With progression and growth in any industry, of course, you're going to have the changes and people will adapt and there are new technology, there are new things. But I feel very
Aligned with.
aligned with what was the first and genesis of the movements which I'm still working on learning. But I
Yes.
keep having this feeling that I feel like that's why the prison, the churches, and the fire departments, those places are the places that I get to practice and bring more and more of the very genesis of the movements as I learn them. I'm not there, obviously. I just started a new certification on classical, doing a bridge because my first certification was contemporary, as I'm learning now. So it's a whole. It's a whole thing, and I have been getting great mentors that have been helping me in aligning that. And I love that. I feel that's where I feel like I connect more with Joe's spirit. Every time I get into jail, every time I get into a new environment where people want to get healthy, not fit, I feel that he's there. You know, I feel like I'm on the right track in honoring what he wanted everybody to know about. He wanted everybody to know about. We don't know what exactly he wanted everybody to know about because he didn't want anybody to do it. I guess he was very protective of his own
Well, he
things.
wanted the
And
world to practice contrology, that's for sure. His
yes,
way, his
exactly.
vision,
He's
it is, and it was his vision.
Exactly. I don't know. As I learn a little bit more about his personality with people that have been around him, I could only guess that he would not want anybody to change anything because he was that protective of what he was doing. However, he was also a innovator, so I would think that
Yes.
he wouldn't be opposed to, hey, we grew. There's new technology. As long as I think you respected the core, the genesis of the purpose of the movement, which is what I'm trying to learn and be good at, I
Yes.
want to know why. Why is this movement after this movement? Why do we do this? So then I can modify and use all the equipments out there to bring that same movement. But breaking it down, I haven't found the right tool. It's been like we call it in Brazil, an ant's work, like the little ants that go
yes.
a little grain here
yes.
and grain there.
Yes.
I can figure out where is the information about, you know, let's break this all down. Let's break down all the movements and where is the genesis of all of them so we can.
It's a lifelong practice. And as you discover more about the work, it's as if you're starting all over again, which is great. Who wants to know everything? And the ones out there who think they know everything,
that's when you get stuck. Yeah.
That's when you get stuck and you're not interesting anymore.
Yeah. No, learning is just, it's
ongoing. Just it's ongoing.
It's ongoing. And also because our bodies are in constant movement. It's a never ending change
and
every day.
Exactly. Constant change.
So you have to keep learning even in your body. Even in your body, you will learn something new every day.
Speaking of changing, would you say that your healing process has been exponential because the Pilates method is now in your life?
It changed my life completely. I do something that I know I'm helping whoever is in front of me, even when I'm not good at it. I am moving you.
Yes.
Even if I am still not there, which I'm pretty sure I'm not. Like, actually, I'm sure I'm not. I'm working on it. I'm still helping you. You're still moving.
Yes.
And if I'm not helping you with the movement, I'm helping you because I want to be here. I see you.
Yes.
I'm there. I connect with them. And there's so much exchange in just touching that feet that's right there on that foot bar, you know, and adjusting. It's that little touch on the arm. I see that with every class. And that connection makes up for the ones that show up just wanting a workout and say, oh, I don't feel sore. This wasn't the class for me. I definitely was not the class for you.
Yes,
I'm not here
100%.
To make you sore. But it's challenging for me. Right now, it's very challenging. The minute I start feeling comfortable with putting my flows together and I say, okay, all right, I think it's getting better. A new information comes in and something and it throws me off and my confidence disappears. And again, I feel like day one. And that's weekly. So it is definitely strengthening my emotional side with this. I can't just quit because I realized I don't know anything. I have to go dig. Then I go dig.
You have to go dig. Exactly.
Yeah.
In the perfect world, what would you like to have happen with your Pilates ministry?
I would like for it to grow. I would like to see more people feeling called to do the same. I would like for us to just connect with other people and just what can we do together? There's power in numbers. So if more instructors that have an hour of their week or professionals that would say, I would like to donate an hour. Paula, can you find a space for me? And I'll find a space for you wherever you're at. I'll contact the department wherever you want to be in and we'll figure it out a way and get you in it. I would like to see that happening. And I definitely would like to see one of the girls or two or three graduating. Even if she doesn't remember anything about Pilates later, or she doesn't, you know, necessarily grow into an incredible Pilates instructor and this, that, just giving an opportunity for someone to leave jail and a different life, like the possibility of a different life. I would like to see that for sure. I always wonder when I post something about it, if somebody's going to reach out. I've had other professionals in other departments, gynecologists, like female doctors that go to places to just talk about the health of
women's health,
your areas. Yeah. And yes, we connect. I have other professionals, but I wanted to see more Pilates. I would love to see more of us in those places.
Nationwide.
Yeah.
Worldwide.
There are jails everywhere.
Well, Paula, I'm sure there are people listening. You have me starting to think a different way as well. How can people reach out to you? What's the best way so they can learn more about how you go about the proper steps? Maybe you need to write a little manual or something.
Yeah, we can figure it out together as well if it's a space that doesn't respond the same way that here in Florida. There are people in jails doing work and volunteering, so there is a way. It just has to be a Pilates instructor interested in being in there.
Yes,
The
yes.
programs, the prison system is designed for rehabilitation. So there is a need for rehabilitation, and I feel like Pilates is, you can't have anything better than that.
I love
And
it.
they can reach out. The my Instagram is everyone, the number one Pilates. So just that, everyone Pilates, with the one being a number. My company WhatsApp, website, everything is there. I respond right away. It's my life. So they can message me or look at the website or WhatsApp me at any time. And
Your website is everyonepilates.com.
yes, they're all everyonepilates.com, one being the number one, not the letter.
Wonderful. So there's a variety of ways to get you and to talk with you.
Yes, absolutely. I am 100, I probably have what, 70 people in there. I can answer to all of you if you'd answer to call me right now. So let's get busy. I can
Yes,
definitely,
yes.
connect with many people. I would love to help. And if somebody's listening and actually have already the space and need, a professional, especially if they are around me. I mean, I have about 2 or 3 days of my week that has blocks that I leave open for this specifically. So when those
For your
opportunities,
Pilates ministry.
yeah.
That's fabulous.
And if not, you can donate a mat.
Yes, that's even
Yes.
more fabulous.
Exactly. You just send the mat there. I'll give you the address to ship the mat to. You ship the mat to a Pilates studio that is near the detention center. They've been collecting for me when somebody sends something
Can you
there,
tell
and
us now what the address is?
yes, it's the Club of Pilates in Pompano Beach.
Okay.
Pompano Beach Club Pilates. And the manager's name is Miranda. And she's been collecting the donations because I'm there Friday morning on my way to the detention center. I pick up the mats and I take it with me.
It's exciting for you. I'm excited for you. There's just a lot of growth going to be happening.
Yeah,
You
it
deserve
is.
it,
It's
and you have a loving heart, and you have a whole bunch of experience on the other side of a joyful life, and you recognize it in other people when they are at their lowest, and you're the perfect person to build them up again.
Yeah, this invisibility is just very detrimental for our mental health to feel invisible, even especially when you're around people. I have a heart for that because it's how I felt for so many years in my life. So it's coming from almost a selfish space.
Not
I do
really.
that. It helps me connect. It helps
Yes.
me feel like I'm part of something when I'm there
Yes.
and I'm doing that too. They're grateful, they're beautiful, they're vulnerable, they're raw, they are who they are. You know what to expect when you're around
Yes.
them. So I feel good when I'm there, actually, as crazy as it sounds.
No, that's really good. Paula, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you
And best of luck.
for
I know
having me.
you're going to keep going and inspiring more women to move into some healthier directions. And what could be healthier than the Pilates method? I mean,
I
come
can't
on.
think of anything. Yes, but we
Yes.
are biased. It is the truth. I experienced that on myself.
Absolutely. Thank you, Paula.
Thank you.
All Things Pilates is produced, written, edited, and hosted by me, Darian Gold. Mastered audio mix by Fabian Romero. This season, we have all original music by AKA Johnny. Also, if you're enjoying this podcast, you have the opportunity to support it for as little as $3 a month. You'll see the link in the show notes, and just know that every dollar helps me continue to bring you the most interesting guests in the Pilates community. Sometimes there is a belief or even a fear of not being good enough. Why do you think this belief even exists? And why isn't there a message from the day we are born of only pure encouragement? Can you just imagine if each one of us had an angel whose only job was to remind us of our true potential? What might happen if we became each other's angels? Just think about it, putting our efforts towards lifting and supporting one another. That really would be a beautiful place to live. Thanks so much for tuning in, and meet you here again in a couple of weeks for another episode of All Things Pilates.